Hail to the watchtower.
What's going on with dance and stuff? What's happening with dance and things? What's going on? What's happening? What's going on with dance and stuff? You knew it, James. You knew it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, other James Whiteside.
We've
the
been
cat.
Joined by a guest, a friend, a confidant.
I mean, truly, and my favorite part of Cats, the movie, was James Whiteside's number. Wait a second. And that's how I felt about Cats.
James, were you approached to audition for such movie?
Wait, you didn't even have an audition for Cats?
No, that's... I didn't even know it was happening until it was like... fully cast already. Yeah.
That is psychotic.
It's okay. I mean,
because if ever there was a railway cat, it's you.
Rail thin cat.
Skinny as a needle. You are absolutely the railway Britney Spears tap dance cat. That is absolutely how they
should
have gone.
Did you see?
I haven't seen it yet. I just don't want to. I'm sorry, everybody who's
You can go back and listen to our podcast about it, and then you will have seen it.
I'm just mad I didn't get the check, too.
I know. You are a Leo who loves money. Now,
but that's
are you
okay.
A Leo?
There'll be no residuals.
Really?
It bombed.
Bad movies give you a couple coins.
Showgirls is the largest grossing movie of MGM because of DVD sales, etc.
Wow.
So
good
get
to
into
know.
That.
Good
tea.
To know.
Oh, my gosh.
And but here's the thing, is an incredible movie.
Yes,
that's a beautifully shot, really incredible movie.
Which
about
is what
Hades
they'll say
America
about
is.
Cats in a few years.
They won't because of that foot stuff. Yeah. They just couldn't figure out the feet with the CGI.
Maybe they'll remaster it.
I don't need to keep
we can't do
cats.
This again.
What, Cats?
We can't do Cats anymore.
Oh, okay.
No more Cats.
No more Cats.
And no more West Side Story. Though it is going to have to happen because the movie's coming out. Though I did just see the movie on Broadway. So I did see a movie production of West Side Story
on
a stage.
A trailer for a stage play.
It's incredible.
Of West Side Story as a film.
I laughed
in a stage play.
Out loud because Reed had already reviewed West Side Story. And he said, and then 2/3 of the way through the musical, they do a trailer for the musical on the screen in the back. And it's true. All of a sudden they start lining up little squares of every single character in the show doing stuff, like having a banana, taking a walk, blow drying their hair. I don't know what they were doing. It was really,
I wish.
There are a couple things that need to go. The Windows 95 approach to screensavers during performances.
Oh, what's that?
That has to
you
go.
You absolutely know what that is, Reed. Screensaver backdrops for dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've seen huge live performances at the Guggenheim.
Oh, work! There is a specific read of it. Yes.
I mean, we've said as much.
We did? I don't remember.
There's no reason
Wait,
to
can
not.
We also discuss... So the only other time I've been on this podcast is...
We were outside.
We were outside, and it was like there were babies crying. There were seagulls attacking us.
I was so hot. I was, burning.
I know. You guys were mad.
We were both mad.
I was grumpy because that's just...
You were between shows.
Sort of
you
just
were between
grump.
Shows. No, and, your mama died.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah.
But also, you were my co-host when we interviewed Isabella.
I don't remember that.
This is your third time.
No, I remember that. That was when I was upstate, and then Reed sent me your... this co-host interview you did with Bella that I loved so much,
and we were at your house.
I don't remember.
All
this,
right,
I'm sorry.
So
sorry,
at least I'm not the only
hurry.
Person who forgets everything.
No, I mean, here's the thing: we do a lot. We meet so many people. It's really endless. I was with a friend a couple days. I was with Garen, and we went into somewhere, and some queen came in, and she was like, "Hi," and I was like, "Hi," and then we were walking down the street, and this person was like, "Hi," and I turned to Garrett and I said, Mayor of Munchkin City. It's just you live here long enough, you just know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to say about it. Wait, what were you going to say, James? The only time you were on, you were grumpy.
I was grumpy, my mom died, and we were being attacked by seagulls and children.
Whereas now,
seagulls.
We're in
There's
a basement.
So many seagulls at
Our
Lincoln
moms
Center.
Are long dead in this way.
Yes, they've been gone for ages.
If we think about time and our emotional content. And,
So yesterday at ABT, so on Saturdays they always redo the liquid rosin floors.
Uh-huh.
And liquid rosin?
Yeah, it's washed with a liquid rosin
to
in
give it.
It
a stick.
Yeah, and it's very powdery when it dries.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So we're just rolling around in this
powder.
Powder.
Uh-huh.
And
a kind.
And at bar, like, the teacher said something about it. And I was like, see you all at chemo in 20 years.
Oh, and my it was God.
Crickets.
Oh, really?
Did not land.
I would have laughed.
The joke didn't
land. I would have laughed.
I would have laughed, really, and that would have given permission to everybody to laugh. They'd be like, well, he did it, and it's funny.
That's really good.
When I was in Ballet Met, we did a joint production of Jewels with the Cincinnati Ballet, and we were in Cincinnati, and they cleaned the floor. There was all these slippery spots, so they cleaned the floors with like ammonia-based bleach or something. And then we walked into the studio shortly thereafter, and it was still full fumes. And this Russian dancer was like, my eyes are burning! and then they made us leave the studio for a couple hours.
Years ago, when Reed and I saw Black Swan in the theater, so this is like 2010.
I feel like I was there, maybe.
You weren't. I wish you were. I wish you would have seen it with us. We came in, and I was so freaked out, because there was, like, news of, like, bed bugs in movie theaters. And I was like, so I came in with Deep Woods DEET off, and I sprayed down my seat, and I sprayed myself, and I was starting to just sort of spray around. And then Reed went, stop, stop, my eyes are watering, I can't breathe. That was the beginning.
Terrible.
That was the beginning of it. And then this woman did come in and sat behind me and was like, But you know what? You got to do what you got to do to be safe.
Speaking of being safe.
I'm not worried.
About what?
Coronavirus.
Do you think the beer company is having a dip in sales?
What's that?
Corona?
Yeah. I bet they are.
I hadn't made that connection.
And me? I don't know. I really? You think people are that dumb, Jeremy?
Yeah, there was an ad, an ad for a news story about people being confused.
Oh, what? But honey, everyone has a phone now. Use it.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, am I worried? I don't know. I mean, I was weirdly more worried about Ebola. But it was just because the way you check out with that disease just seemed way worse. This is like you got the flu, and then you might die. It's not like blood pouring out of every orifice. That's how you're dying. That just seems...
Right.
I don't want
that. But mostly you live.
Yeah, mostly you live.
If you have coronavirus.
Yeah, mostly you live.
Mostly you live.
Yeah, and I got my flu shot, and it might, they're saying, have covered the coronavirus.
Really?
Just kidding. I really shouldn't say things like that on the news, this podcast
is. This is the news. James, how have you been the last 3 years?
Oh, my God.
I miss you guys.
I miss you so much. You're really my kitty cat meow mix.
I'm excellent, I have to say.
Your skin looks incredible.
Thank you.
Are you working on it?
I mean, I, like, wash my face, and, like, since Dan is famous, like, people send him skincare products all the time.
You get the Dr. Sturm stuff.
Barbara Sturm.
Sturm?
Sturm.
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 Like, Stern, like, he's a Stern teacher, but Sturm.
Have you met her?
No. Is it a person, really?
I don't have any idea. Dr. Hauschka and Dr. Sturm.
It's like
and
Dr.
Maria
Seuss.
Balducci, or Maria Balduski? Balduski? Excuse whatever me? That was. I can't remember that one. We all used it for a brief moment.
Oh, Mario Badescu?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maria Balducci.
Everyone used Maria Balducci's dry creams for when they had a pimples. Yeah, your skin looks fierce, and
Thank you. I'm good, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing to complain about. I'm a happy man. I'm probably not allowed to say anything yet, but I have a really cool thing happening this spring.
I know about it. Right. That's cool.
I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Because you and I had a phone call.
Yeah.
And it was already confirmed at that point.
Yeah. But I know that since we last heard from you on our news program, you've now had huge presentations of your work on ballet stages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
It's wonderful. And also, what are the highlights of your dancing career in the last couple years?
It's all just been, like, a good ride.
Yeah?
I mean, it's been hard because I work really hard, even though I look fun, you know?
I get it.
Yeah, it's like, people don't get it. Like,
yeah.
No.
I know this looks fun, but this is very hard work.
So I've just been like working my ass off and it's working, and I get to do all sorts of awesome things outside and see amazing people like y'all.
Do you have any physical ailments at the moment? You're doing well.
Oh, I'm enjoying my chronic tendonitis in my knees.
I do have my left hand on James's knee, and I've had it here for minutes. Just
one of the smallest knees in the world.
It is truly shocking that you jump up and land on this.
Yeah.
It really...
Delicate.
I'm a bird.
You are... We've talked about it before. You are absolute bird bones realness. Mm-hmm. It is bizarre.
Yeah, I'm great. My knees are fine. I deal with them, like, literally for the past 20 years. So, you know, eat a dick.
Work.
Yeah, and you're part of a movement of cross training and ballet.
I love it.
I go see
Joel Prouty uptown.
I really wish Joel Prouty would give me free sessions.
It's expensive. Are you ready for this, public? Do you want to know how much I spend on fitness every year?
Figures. Oh,
wow.
So I am a principal dancer with American Ballet Theater, and I pay about $700 a month on body maintenance and fitness.
Oh my God.
That's with your ABT.
Out of pocket.
That's with your ABT discounts and insurance and what have you.
Yeah. Well, because it's not covered by insurance. It's like, you can't just be like, I want a personal trainer. They're like, what? Right. No, go away.
Well, if you want to go and hold ropes and make them wave about, you have to pay $700 a month, especially when there's oak paneling around those ropes.
It's the oak paneling that'll get you.
It is the oak paneling.
So I have a regular gym membership to Crunch, which I love. I seriously love going to the gym. I'm talking to the phone right now. I want you to listen to
Crunch
the phone.
Is your vibe.
It really is. Like, there's like real, like, finance trade there too.
Mm.
So,
but also
many
like
cuties.
Neon purple light.
No, that's Purple Fitness or whatever. Planet Fitness.
Really? I feel when I've looked into that Crunch across the street from Nyla, they're giving colored lights about
upstairs.
The
maybe they do. Maybe in the like studios, like they'll like, you know, roll around and do like Zumba studio.
They know that the Chelsea Crunch is like a purple pink light moment.
Wait,
upstairs.
The Chelsea Crunch is purple and pink?
Mm-hmm. Upstairs where Grateals. You do like weight lifts.
How surprising.
I've only ever been in a Crunch once with Jack, and I took a sheets yoga class.
It was incredible. I had a Crunch membership for years and years
sheets
and years.
Yoga, what is that?
And I took Reed to my aerial yoga class.
Aerial
which
yoga.
I was
there
taking.
Okay, that makes more sense than sheets.
I loved this aerial yoga class because you like wrap it around your upper inner thighs and then you're just like, stretch me out, mama. And so I took Reed to this class, which was basically like taking like your friend from Cirque du Soleil to class, because like you go to this thing and then she's like, and open your legs to the sides, and like Reed's feet were like bang bang on the floor, you know, like in this like full like crazy like two open split, like pelvis all the way through it, and she's like, wow. And so then she started having Reed be the demo for the whole class. And she's like, could you do this? And he's like, I don't know, I think so. And then all of a sudden Reed's like, wee! You know, it's like up, like beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
I was flexible at that point.
Queen, you
it
were
was 2008 or 9 or something.
It was 2010.
Oh,
and you're still, because I was living in Tribeca.
A decade.
And you are still incredibly flexible.
I'm a little flexible, but that was different. Different time.
It's really real. I just like kicked my leg yesterday and the...
You ripped your supporting leg? Your foot flew off? I kicked my leg, my foot flew right off.
And my foot flew right off and I had to stitch it on again. No, and I was like, and I was thinking it's just an easier thing for you. Like I really have to like stretch my hamstrings. I have to like take like a hammer and like use the pincher side, the nail ripper outside to scrape my adductors, and then I can like get a leg kind of up. You can just be like and like bring it up.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of hours and work.
Mm-hmm.
I went into that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Wait, okay, so you spent $700.
Yes.
And is that including your Crunch membership?
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay, I want to know.
I want to know.
Can you show me? That's Tarzan. I think we're singing two different songs.
Oh, and I was going to go, oh, I love it.
Oh, different. Sorry, James.
What
Sorry,
James. Do professional athletes, like,
so much
do? And what are they required to pay for themselves?
Oh, nothing. They get paid so many dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be argued of me as well in the dance community.
Well, it should be.
So should I shut my mouth and just pay the thing and just shut the hell up? Or should I be irritated because the NFL doesn't have to pay for shit?
I think you could. Mm. I don't know what ABT's overhead is. But I think you could, like, get a Nike support thing or something. I mean, get an endorsement.
But I mean, the problem is you can't just
get an endorsement. Like, of course I want an endorsement.
The problem is that millions and millions and zillions of people watch football, pay for football, and nobody cares about dance.
True.
Therein lies the problem.
I mean, we now have like 56,000 listeners of this podcast, and it's only on the incline. So, you know, I think after today, I'm pretty sure we'll have met 100,000.
Jack is practicing fake it till you make it tactics. Fake it till you make it.
Act as if. Dress for the part you want. Right.
Well, with our 2 million listeners, we can definitely get you a sponsorship.
Yes.
Yes.
We have, you know,
I know Nike's listening. So Nike, yes, please.
Well, I'll think more like contract. Anchor, Casper. Yeah.
Think more like baboontothemoon.com.
I'm going to get like a prep sponsorship.
Oh, that would be good. Incredible. That's amazing. What,
you know, like how Michael Phelps' face is on all this rehab. Like,
yes, for mental health.
Should be the therapy face for things. Prep.
I want to be the face of prep.
But what I want it to be is, like, you in an extreme, like, illusion. Like, doing, like, a real, like giant, like, a full pitch turn. And between your legs, it goes, go on prep. like, prep is free. I
really like Michael Phelps' face.
Honey, I like Michael Phelps' everything.
Yeah, I do, too.
She's gorgeous.
He could smoke my bong any day.
Okay. She can sing in my valleys.
Do you remember how he won... Like 100
everything.
100
everything. Like, oh, I'm the best.
Yeah. I remember how, like, you would watch him before he would dive in the water, just shake out his, like, watery
I
muscles.
I love when swimmers shake.
Oh. He also literally was a stingray. He looked like a stingray.
Yeah. Short little legs, 8-foot torso.
Wide. Wider than that table over there.
He's a frog. He's literally like a swimming frog.
He had short legs.
Yeah, short legs.
I think they were big. But, you know, I'm really herself the elf, so everything might look big to me.
Mensch on a bench.
Mensch on a bench, herself the elf. Wait, what happened to Michael Phelps? Do we know?
He probably has $100 million from the most decorated Olympian on Earth.
Uh-huh. Right? And where does he live?
Probably, like, in a safe room with his medals just all over the place.
Question. Let's ask. I know he's listening.
Michael Phelps, we would love for you to come on the pod.
He loves dance.
I'd love for you to give us a swim lesson. I will only swim in saltwater swimming pools.
From now on.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was what happened with my eczema thing. Like, I was like, it's fine. And I went into one swimming pool. Everything just, like, burst into, like, in flame. I can't handle the chemicals. I need it. but I can handle all the meds I'm on right now. And I do think you should be the face for prep, just like I should be the face for Klonopin.
Wait, I have one more question of James before we move into our topic of the day.
Gone then.
My question is, how does one become Instagram famous? What are your tactics?
You have to be able to analyze what is successful and emulate it and stay ahead of other people.
Interesting. Say more about that.
It's work.
Yeah, well, it's clearly.
Work. And
how many photos do you have to take to get the one that goes up?
It depends. It depends on what it is. If I'm doing ballet, I'm like, it hurts too much to do it too many times, so it's sort of like one and done.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like trying to be like, you know, like muscly or something, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh my god, 10 photos to get the right one.
Because, what's her name? Who was it? Kanye's wife.
Kim Kardashian.
Said you have to take like 300 to get the one that goes up. It was something like that.
Well, maybe that's why she has so much money. I don't know. I don't have that sort of patience. Mm-mm. And also, like, it's not my real job.
Right. But you are benefiting from it in some fashion.
Oh, I get paid, honey.
Do you get paid more than you make through your job?
Almost.
Tremendous.
Oh. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah.
And you post on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it's not just that. Like, it's like, it might be sponsored posts, but then there are also, like, a lot, like, a huge amount of opportunities that I've gotten outside of ABT come directly through, like, a DM.
Right.
They come directly to me. They don't go to an agent.
Is that what happened for Tom Brown?
Absolutely.
You DM'd? Yeah.
Well, no. It's because, essentially, yes. But years ago, they asked me and Dan to do that football game that they do. It's like a PR stunt that's brilliant. And then... like, I sort of just became friends with some of the people, and they asked me to do it, yeah.
And what do you find are the posts that get the most attention?
Ballet. Like, any ballet that I do.
Really?
Yeah.
More than, like, you in a jock strap.
with, definitely.
Like, just some people like white socks on.
Like, it's funny because I have my demographic is really, really sweet. Like, it's a really nice group, which I like. Very kind people. No, like, horrible comments.
No Hagelin's heel.
No Hagelin's heel.
What's that?
It's my biggest fan.
She's a, like, internet ballet blogger who writes really horrific and bullying things about James on the internet.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay.
That's confusing. I
whatever.
Certainly don't want to give credence to that nonsense. Let's
she's
move
a
on.
Evil.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, kill them with success, bitch.
Okay, honey. with your sexy and beautiful life.
So, like, I feel like the majority of my followers are women, actually. So, when I post thirst traps, it's the men who gag. It's the gay men who gag. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, sorry, 13-year-old girls, you have to suffer those. You know, it's just, like, part of the gig.
Mm-hmm. Right. They like it.
Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, naked bodies are fascinating to everybody.
This is weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think it is this sort of ven of...
As in a
sex,
diagram?
Yeah. Like, sex, success, and, like, political something. You know, it's a real kind of... It's like, how does this all jive together?
I feel like it's important to be self-aware, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really... I get the joke. And
you
I,
really do, and that is appreciated.
It's
in
so important
comments.
To be in on the joke, or it's
I see so, like, so many excruciating things on the internet, and I... Just because you have a pair of pointe shoes, honey, no.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of just excruciating things en general, which was...
I'm grumpy again.
You're not
grumpy. There's a big difference. Real life. There's a big difference between being grumpy and critical. So, do you know what I mean? Like, there are things to be like, this isn't great because XYZ, you know?
So what do you want to see more of, like, on the internet, whether it be, you know, Instagram
or
whatever?
What do I want to see more? I mean, but
puppies, obviously.
Like, my thing
absolutely.
Is so...
I want to see, like, any animal eating watermelon. Like, any...
Anything.
Mine is
owls
literally,
especially.
Like, so niche. It's, like, anything from Twin Peaks. A post about PJ Harvey, old Hollywood actresses. Like, my fan is beyond, like, it's a real small follower group, I think.
It's the Palm Springs demographic.
Perhaps. it might be.
Fort Lauderdale.
But no, because then I'm like, anytime Isabelle Huppert and PJ are super not in that either. So it's a real, it's kind of like... outer space queen from the MGM era.
Okay.
I like beautiful clothes and posts that are nice colors. I like that too.
I like do sometimes get swept away in the astrology memes.
I like nude drawings.
This is really good.
What do you like?
We're getting a wrap up from our producer of
James,
what we
like to look at on Instagram.
That's a good question. I like dances that inspire me.
Uh-huh.
Like I like following dancers that are the best at their job. And that's across all genres.
Is there an example?
Yeah, there's this hip-hop dancer that I, like, am obsessed with right now. His name is Kuiper.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
K-E-I-P-E-R.
Kuiper.
I can send it to you on Instagram. And he is, like, this lanky, skinty white kid. And he just, like, is no bones and just really amazing.
Important.
Yeah. Think he's, like, as straight as they come, just, like, popping a lock and a servant.
And he's just snaking around the dance floor.
Just like a wizard of snakedom.
And now name two ballet dancers that you admire.
Isabella.
Yeah, Duh. Truly.
I think, like, Jillian and Stella. But, like, outside of ABT, I'm going to try.
Okay.
On the internet?
Yeah.
Go to France. Do France.
Oh, it's tough. French people are tough.
Hugo?
No. I mean, he's beautiful,
Matthias?
But I'm talking about, like, what I like to
Instagram.
See on the internet.
Oh, Instagram.
Because that was your opening question.
That's true, and then I got lost. I got lost along the way. No breadcrumbs.
Honestly, like, Mara Chalk does a really great job with the internet.
Yeah.
She really knows what the people want.
She's like a young...
It doesn't make sense for me, because I couldn't do that earnestly. People would be like, what's this cynic trying? Like, who's she fooling?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, happiness is a pointe shoe. And people would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right. Or like you doing, like, a grand jeté at a sunset.
Exactly.
Being like, the world is round and so is our love.
But what's interesting is that I feel like you can post a picture of you doing a grand jeté in front of the sunset, but you'd write something like...
I farted.
Yes, I was just at all the...
Yeah, about to say.
Exactly. That's not a cloud,
the sun
it's a
is
fart.
My fart.
I farted the sun.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a real cynic's approach to social media,
which
is
I
tough.
Think is appropriate. Important. Because social media so is this downfall and also this really wonderful way of connection.
I'm just wondering...
It's got it both.
I'm desperate to get
God,
these...
God, your skin looks incredible.
Thank you. Gosh.
Damn it. I've got to get there.
I am desperate to find a way to get people who like... my photos to get their asses into the theater.
Interesting.
I am desperate. I'm on a crusade because
ticket
it's not
prices.
The same.
Ticket prices.
No, but we do have initiatives. We have Student Rush. We have these deals. Like, we're doing one this year because it's the, like, 80th anniversary. We're doing a series where it's $19.40. $19.40.
$19.40 for what demographic?
I think it's just like
for
period.
Everybody.
And for like a specific area in the theater. I don't quote me on that. I don't know the details.
You guys,
check the website.
You, that is literally a coffee and a cookie.
Here is your, exactly. Buy your $19.40 ticket and you can listen for the sounds of the ballet from the bathroom.
Bring your own toilet paper.
Okay.
But
well,
I think that's
well,
a clever initiative and I'm going to really peddle it. I mean, that's something I want to do more and more is, like, speak directly to people and say, you know what? It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to put your phone down and see what this is all about. I know you like it. I know it's fierce and iconic, honey.
Uh-huh.
But get your ass into a theater and feel something.
Are you involved in the new Romanski dance that's premiering shortly?
Yes.
Yes.
I am Dionysius.
You're a bad guy.
No.
Is Dionysus a bad guy?
No.
No.
But you're doing the Dionysus myth where the girl doesn't want him and she tries to run away from him and gets turned into a crystal?
No.
Okay.
So,
I love that.
Well,
I want to make a crystal costume.
So
okay, I'll make that one.
Oh my God, y'all are a mess.
Duh.
The female lead, her name is Kalaroi,
mm-hmm.
and the male lead is Charius, I think it's pronounced. It sounds like a freaking Pokemon,
Charo,
if you ask me.
So Kelly and Charo.
Oh my God, heaven.
I mean, this is about it. I'd come to that lickety split. I would pay $35.
So Kelarisha and Chari.
Uh-huh.
So they fall in love. They're these, like, they're madly, madly in love.
Uh-huh.
And then someone makes this plot to make Charius jealous,
mm-hmm.
and think that Kalaroi is cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
He has this moment of extreme rage,
mm-hmm.
and like beats the shit out of her.
Uh-huh.
And she goes into a coma and they think she's dead.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. She uh-huh. is buried in a, or like entombed,
uh-huh.
and left there. And then pirates come and raid the tomb.
Corsair.
No, wait, stop it. I'm trying to do good PR. Like, leave me alone.
No, we love it. We love everything at once.
We're assisting in the dramaturgy. Keep going.
The pirates come and get her.
The pirates steal her from the tomb, and she is alive, and then she is then sold into slavery.
Mm.
And then she discovers she's pregnant from her first marriage.
From? To Charo?
To Charo, yeah.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa's pregnant with Charo's baby.
Okay.
And then she is sold to this wealthy master of you know, the palace, Dionysius. Dionysius, I don't know how you pronounce it.
Jack. It's Jack.
Well,
it's
but
Jack.
It's not Dionysus.
Right.
It's clear. It's not a god.
Right,
it's a person named Dionysius. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And he falls in love with her, mm-hmm. and she is not in love with him, but her nurse tells her, you know, you're pregnant, you should marry him, he's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
And so she agrees.
Is it true he's not that bad?
He's not. He really is in love with her.
That's nice.
His wife had passed away.
Sometimes
and he was lonely and
do.
Just sad, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees this woman who is like the most enigmatic, beautiful creature he's ever seen. But she's a slave, which is not, you don't like fucking marry slaves at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
old days.
Old time as Huntress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some other stuff happens. I don't know. Google it.
So you have to be the guy that she's not that interested
in. Yeah, and I have to try and just be like, it's okay. I promise I'm not the worst.
Does Charo come back into the picture?
Charo comes back.
Do you guys fight?
And then do you have to kill him?
I'm not.
Okay, don't give
me a spoiler. And in terms of...
Well, I'm back for season two.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I cannot wait.
Romance novel.
Former friend of the pod, Jean-Marc Puisson, does the design.
Oh, he's heaven.
Oh, this is the one that he's designing for. I remember him saying he was going to design a Ratmansky, and this is the one.
There you go.
The costumes are fucking gorgeous.
Are you sure?
Yeah, really beautiful.
Is there any queer narrative in this ballet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Got it?
Only if you want, Jack. Only if you want.
So I could project one. And yes. Is there any kind of, like a strong female lead in this one?
The strong female lead.
Is the woman who's surviving.
Yeah.
She's a survivor.
She is her, really, and she's...
Her assailants.
She's basically... You know, making lemonade out of a
right.
Ton she's of no Beyonce. She's Disney's Child Survivor. She's lemonade. She's all of
she's,
it.
She's trying yeah. to. She's,
and
the okay.
Hurricane.
It's Kate Herland.
Yeah,
who we okay. love.
Oh, Denise's daughter. Oh wow! Yeah, I love Denise so much.
I love Denise too. She's very
we should have Denise on the pod.
You really should.
Can we have Denise on the pod?
Yes, we absolutely can.
Oh, right. I love Denise and Kate on the pod. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Mother-daughter.
Yes, oh that gosh. Would be really incredible.
I had Hurricane on mine, and she literally, I asked her a question. She was like, I don't remember. And then I'd ask her another question. She'd be like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, cool. That's enough.
Thanks. I love that.
That's good. Okay, hi,
hello,
Legion.
Welcome.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, Legion. We're here.
It's
okay,
Reed
so,
and Jack.
Yeah, you need to go to iTunes.
Have you heard of iTunes?
Go there.
It's
and we need
a,
you to rate.
What would you call it?
Comment.
It's a storage thing for music and sound. You're going to go to iTunes and you're going to go to Dance and Stuff Podcast.
And rate and comment.
And you also have to subscribe, absolutely.
And subscribe. And because the more comments we get, the more listeners we get, and then the more people you can talk about this podcast with.
Also,
don't forget that we are still on YouTube. We have a bunch of videos we made. Go check them out. And
not
also,
only made, you can also watch videos we like.
Yeah, that's true. You can also watch videos that we like. Also, we have a Patreon. Please consider supporting us. And because
and I would say, here's my recommendation, knowing the demographic of our supporters, cap it off at $5. Don't think that you need to give us any more than $5, because if all of you gave us $5, we would build the Dance and Stuff Center for Podcast Education upstate.
Tea,
so
honey, tea.
This is basically our Kickstarter, like Marina Abramovic.
Except we'll follow through.
Thank yous. Okay, now the topic of today, seeing as how it is the Oscars today, which will be 5 days late for our listeners.
Uh-huh.
So the results will be in, which will be good because we're going to play guessing game today.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to look at all the nominees. We're going to say what we've seen, what we haven't.
Uh-huh.
We're going to say who from that list will win. We'll try to be, what's that called? Psychics or prophets.
Okay.
And then we'll say who should win. And they don't even have to be on the list.
Okay, how's it go again? You read the name, and then we try to guess, and then we say who should.
Right.
Okay, like who we think will, and then who should.
Who will, who should.
Can we get Fo great. After this?
I just had it, and you, Fo. And Reed and I have to do a photo shoot.
It's disgusting.
But you can be in it. Can you be in it?
Ask Jeremy what her plan is.
Okay.
We'll talk about it after the podcast.
I'm always inviting people to do things I'm not allowed to invite them to do. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Today is the Oscars. Dun 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 dun. 19. What? What's the year? 2019.
1920.
Okay. So let's start with Best Supporting Actress, which is how the show begins.
Uh huh.
We have Kathy Bates for Robert Jewell.
I had no idea that
have
was a movie.
Have you
seen
that?
Didn't know.
No, nor I. Margot Robbie for Bombshell. I did see that.
I loved it.
It was unbelievable.
Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit.
I heard that was really good, but I haven't seen it.
No one saw that. Florence Pugh for Little Women. I'm literally obsessed.
I haven't seen that.
Okay. I didn't see that.
And then Laura Dern for Marriage Story.
Cool.
Which is fine.
I don't really want to see that. I'm sorry, Laura
Dern. You shouldn't
Dern.
Watch it.
Oh, I saw it. It wasn't great, but Laura was great. Okay, so who do we think will win?
Kathy, Margot, Scarlett, Florence, or Laura? Laura Dern will win.
Hmm.
And only because
I think Margot Robbie's gonna win.
That's what I think.
And what was Scarlett up for?
Jojo Rabbit. But she's also nominated, keep this in mind, for Best Story. Actress. Yeah. She is double nominee.
Gross.
So I'm going to guess that Laura Dern's going to win, and I wish that Florence Pugh would win, but also that J-Lo would win.
Was this supporting actress?
She was supporting in Hustlers.
Really?
Because Constance Wu is the lead.
Hmm.
I know it feels okay. like she's the star, but she's the supporting.
Okay, so.
I liked Constance Wu.
I loved Constance Wu in that. I think it should be, I think it'd be amazing if Laura Dern won. I could see that happening in the Hollywood circuit. This is very, the last couple of years have been a very Laura Dern moment.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I sure. want her to win for Jurassic Park.
Amazing. Yeah. I want her to win for Citizen Ruth. Is that what the movie was called?
Yes, that's incredible. Where she's huffing paint and then runs for... I want her to... And if I was going to pick the Laura movie, I'd want her to win for Wild at Heart. So I
want her to win for Renata.
I think it will be Laura Dern. I'm never surprised when Kathy Bates gets up there. But I think it will be Laura Dern. Well, I don't know. I'm going to guess Laura Dern. And then I think it should be Laura Dern.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It should be J-Lo. Wait, right. My should is J-Lo. It's psychotic that she's not nominated. I've said this on this podcast before. It is all kinds of fucked up.
Well, it also should be any of the women from Parasite. None of whom are nominated
that's
for anything.
That's crazy.
Also crazy.
None of whom are nominated.
They were?
Literally all of them across the board. Yeah. Tremendous.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the young daughter of the crazy rich lady who's also, she should win Best Actress.
The rich lady should win best actress.
Is she nominated?
No one's nominated. None of them are nominated.
Is it nominated? Is the film nominated?
Yes, it is nominated for both foreign film and film.
Wow.
And direction. I
cannot believe she wasn't nominated. She was unbelievable.
That is really psychotic.
I was gagging for her. I was like, that's the best drag I've ever seen.
Can you imagine that they needed to give Scarlett Johansson a second nomination, but not, just leave out all these amazing people of color?
I can't. When you think about it, yeah, I can imagine it out there. Sure.
All of the nominees are white and blonde in this category, except Kathy Bates, who's brown-headed. Or gray-headed, really, these days.
Wow, it's fucked up. So, okay. There you go.
Now, Best Supporting Actor. This is going to be hard, because truly, I haven't seen this.
Okay.
Anthony Hopkins for The Two Popes.
Don't know.
No one saw that.
I don't see movies with men.
Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Didn't see it.
Don't care.
Joe Pesci for The Irishman.
No.
Al Pacino for The Irishman. And Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Literally don't see movies about men.
I have no idea what any of those things were. I don't like male narratives, and I don't like watching men do things.
Exactly.
I saw Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I had a wonderful time looking at him on camera. He has a scene on a roof where he takes his clothes off, and just looking at him is a tremendous joy.
Okay.
So, like, on this list, seeing as how it's the only movie I saw, I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
Okay, sure. I'll say, you said some other names that I'll blur together into
Anthony Hopkins, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, Tom Hanks.
So, again, an all-white crew.
Okay, all white straight men.
All white and all above, essentially, 60, besides Brad Pitt, who's like 55.
These boomer votes. I need
Venus Extravaganza as Best Actor.
Who's that?
Touch this skin, honey.
What's that?
That's from Paris is Burning.
That's from Paris is Burning.
Oh, okay. Is that also If You Shoot an Arrow Real High?
No,
good
that's...
For you.
That's the best, though.
Yeah, that is
I don't remember her name.
It'll probably be... What was Tom Hanks in?
That movie about Mr. Rogers.
It'll be him. He'll win,
I think, because
Mr. Rogers.
I think this is Brad Pitt's year, because he's never won an Oscar.
Okay, and then I think it should be This is supporting. I think it should be the son from Parasite.
He was so good, too. Or even either of the... Not the rich dad, but the poor dad.
The poor dad,
I think, would be a lead actor.
He was heartbreaking.
I think he's a lead. Oh, that's a... Well, if he's supporting,
know.
Then him.
I don't know. That movie is very ensemble.
It really was. Okay, next.
Okay. Okay, let's go to best actress.
Okay.
We have Charlize Theron in Bombshell. We have Renee Zellweger in Judy. We have Cynthia Erivo in Harriet. We have Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story. And we have Saoirse Ronan in Little Women.
Wait, what was that? Marriage Story?
Marriage.
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 And this is Cynthia Erivo as Harriet Tubman.
That's correct. No one saw that.
I didn't see that.
And in a, and is she the only actress of color in this category?
Yes.
She's the only actor of color in any category.
Period. Period. Period.
She's the only actor.
If she wins, she will have an EGOT.
Fierce. Oh, I support that. I want that for her.
I want Cynthia
She can't
Erivo.
Win for this movie.
Because no one saw it?
No one saw it, and it's not good. So she can't win for it.
Oh, you saw it?
No, but literally bad reviews across the board.
Bad reviews across the board.
Wait, say them again. I'm
Charlize
sorry.
Theron
no, she's
for
not
playing
do
Megyn
it.
Kelly.
But she was wonderful.
She was wonderful.
I just don't think she'll
win. I love Renee Zellweger will win for Judy.
I'm into that. Did you? Okay. I loved the movie, but like, I don't think it was a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
I loved Renee.
She really was
and
amazing.
And I thought the movie was like a Lifetime garbage shot film.
I think they did that on purpose.
I think they just aren't good. I think the director and it's just not good, and she is.
Right.
And, or at least was able to inhabit physically this role. Like, the hunched shoulders, the all of it. She was really good. I would be super here for her winning. But I also didn't see any of those other films.
So in Judy, tell me the scene that, like, crushed you most.
Do you want to... The part where I burst into tears was when she said, maybe I was just hungry over the cake. When she got the cake and, like, turned it around a few times.
Are you gonna
talk about... And then took a bite and said, maybe I was just hungry. I bent in half and sobbed hysterically.
Oh, my God.
So... What was your moment?
I literally, like, woke up from a nap at that point and was like, she's eating cake.
And there you have it.
I was like, why is she eating that cake like that?
Between me and Reed. What was your moment?
My moment was when she, like, hung out with that gay couple. I was like, this is... It's also, like, the most depressing thing I think I've ever seen.
It was hard.
When she, like, hugs him behind the piano and sang with him. I mean, also this thing of, like, I don't have any friends, so I'll hang out with these people who showed up.
Her fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, fans are so loving.
Yeah, but that is depressing.
It's hard.
Yeah. I mean, I did cry. I cried, like, throughout the film. Also, the film should never have that young Judy in it.
No.
All of these flashbacks. Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't need that. I get that she was abused. You can just show me it now.
I was unmoved by this film, but I saw all of these films aside from Harriet. Saoirse Ronan was... I love Little Women very much. I don't think we're going to give Saoirse an Academy Award. I do think they're just going to give it to Renee Zellweger, but as we all know, it should go to The Rich Mother and Parasite.
Mm.
Who's also probably supporting.
I don't know. Renee Zellweger really fucking crushed it.
She worked hard. That's for sure.
She did.
She
worked really
lemons
hard.
She made lemonade out of lemon. Or she made
lemons.
Well,
she was... This was a real, like, I love acting. Like, it really kind of had that vibe to me as an actor. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Anyhow, so I guess I'm once again disappointed by this list. As I will be through all the lists of this, and at the same time, it all makes sense. I think Renee might win, just generally because people who do adaptations of famous entertainers generally win.
Right. Did Shirley MacLaine win something for The Turning Point?
She was nominated, and I think she did win, actually.
I want her to win.
Both she and Anne Bancroft were nominated.
The Rich Mom and Parasite was really... I was shook by that
Or
performance.
Even Constance Wu, who I think did a tremendous job in...
Constance Wu was incredible in Hustlers, but it wasn't this...
You didn't
like that.
I thought she was good, but I don't think she was amazing.
Well, the role's not
you
as
did a
complex.
Good job.
The role doesn't demand the kind of same complexity
But
as,
her scenes
like,
with Julia Stiles, I was like... Fascinating.
Yeah.
Her restraint was really good.
Well, she did, like, the thing of, like, the single tear, you know. That's
yeah, fun. Like biting a fingernail, maybe, or, like, twiddling with a ring.
I don't know.
Okay. So here we're moving on to Best Actor. Before we talk about that, I just want to say that sometimes I think that performances in blockbusters like Marvel films or Star Wars are actually really excellent, and they are disregarded.
Yeah, of course. Like, we all know Michelle Pfeiffer should have won an Academy Award for her portrayal as Catwoman in Batman Returns.
You're not wrong.
I am not wrong. She should have won.
And let me tell you
what,
I think, like, Robert Downey Jr. was excellent in all the Marvel movies and gave a very emotional performances.
He really did. I didn't want him to die.
I didn't want him to die. And when Spider-Man cried, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, the meme of that, what's his name? Tobey Maguire. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like him, like puffy face weeping, and it's just really unattractive.
Oh, okay. Well, he's not particularly attractive.
I would sit on it.
Toby.
Okay. Toby,
where's
yeah.
he been?
Spider-Man? You wouldn't hook up with Spider-Man?
Not that Spider-Man. But where's Toby been?
I don't care.
I mean, yeah.
Who are the actors?
Remember Pleasantville? He was good in that. Okay. Best actors. Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes.
Mm-mm.
Movies
Adam
for
Driver
Straight
for Marriage Story.
Mm-mm.
Though he deserves it more for Star Wars, quite frankly. Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay, so out of this list, okay, it's so hard because the shoulds go past this. So here's the thing. I didn't see Joker, and I heard he was really something else.
I think Joker is a movie for dummies.
I can't see it.
Really? I didn't see it.
I don't know. It just seems like they found this recipe for turning, like, nostalgia porn into psychological study. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I see all these things that are coming out, like these dark versions of things, and to me it just seems like a racket.
Mm. Well, I'd also kind of say that most of the industry is a racket.
Yeah,
correct.
So it's all like, it's all this scene in Gypsy where they go, you gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get ahead. I feel like... so I didn't see Joker, but I heard he was tremendous and did an incredible physical
transformation. I think in the same way that Renee Zellweger worked hard, I think he worked
absolutely.
Hard.
Well, and here's what I want to see. Joker, Judy. Judy Joker.
Judy, well,
what I
want to
see
same.
Is,
it's kind of
what
the same
I
want to
see is
isn't it?
Judy Joker. And I want to see a mashup of those films, and then we'll be in something. I'm
really
semi-terrified that Adam Driver is going to win.
He won't.
He's an excellent actor.
He was excellent, and I thought he did an excellent job in this film that I did not like.
I didn't like it either,
and
but he was good.
When he's
acting.
Like, when he talked about like wanting to kill her and like sobbed and held her ankles, I was like, acting is so this thing. Like, God bless them that they love to do this mentally. And
he's
I
capital A
it.
Actor.
Yeah, he is. And here's the thing, I love Adam. I think he's really cute and sweet, and did a movie with him years ago, and because he was in Gaby.
You better drop it.
And drop it like it's big. It's just a movie that I really think should be ignored, except for Laura Dern.
So I think that Joaquin Phoenix will win,
okay.
And I think that though I haven't seen Pain and Glory, I want Antonio Banderas to win because hot. And or Jonathan Pryce because old. So that's all. That's my vote.
So my desire, I kind of think that maybe Joaquin Phoenix will win as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think he's been winning the circuit.
I think it should be. I need to see this movie, but I've heard Antonio's. It's like the best that he's ever done. So I think it should be him.
Oh, this is the
Almodovar.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think it should be him.
I'm just irritated because I know I'm gonna like Joker, and that just pisses me off for some reason.
Don't be mad. Sometimes
you know,
really,
it's okay to like things that are
likeable. Straightforward things are
yeah.
good. Like, I loved Little Women, and I'm not mad about it, and I'm not embarrassed because it was beautiful, and the music was beautiful, and all the acting was good, and Florence Pugh was tremendous.
I'm not apologizing for it. You know what I really hope that I love? Birds of Prey.
Yeah,
I really want to see that.
What's that?
It's
the Harley Quinn movie.
Oh,
I want to
see that too.
Wait, hold on. Have you seen? There's another video that circulates the internet from some like reality show, and this woman like kicks over a dustbin or something, and
when they're cleaning,
yes,
they're cleaning, and that woman goes off on her.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen that.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, it should.
Yeah.
That's like big top Leo energy. That's a big like fire sign moment.
Okay.
That's a real like.
We're moving,
no.
We're moving on to
okay.
some of the more esoteric categories that we'll get through quickly.
Oh.
Let's just go to Best Picture.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's go to Best Picture and Best Director.
But don't you want to kind of do like Best Animated Feature?
I won't know anything about it.
Well, read them to me and then
Klaus,
we'll see.
Missing Link, Toy Story 4, How to
Train Toy Story
Your
4.
Dragon,
I loved Forky.
I Lost My Body. So I've never even heard of any of these besides Toy Story 4.
Forky,
so it wins.
Forky was so incredible.
Toy Story 4 wins.
Forky was iconic.
I think we
you
can
didn't
all
see
agree.
Toy Story 4.
But some random
sobbed.
Full length.
I loved it. I didn't see any of the Toy Stories,
happened,
but I really
you
liked
know
it.
What? The Pixar film that made me
it.
Weep.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I don't know what these
for
are.
Half an hour.
No idea.
No. But yes. But that's something that I left and don't care about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the first 20 minutes of Wall-E.
I was trying to get to the robot. I wanted to be like, the flying robot that's alone in the trash heap.
For some reason, destroyed me. I think it was perhaps the realness of it, plus how fucking cute it was.
And also the music was by Thomas Newman, who we all know is the best composer.
Incredible.
Okay, best foreign language film will be won by Parasite because they will not be giving it best picture. So it will get best foreign language film.
Is Pain and Glory up in that, though?
Yes.
We'll see.
Best Original Screenplay, Noah Baumbach, Quentin Tarantino, Han Jin-won for Parasite, Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, and Rian Johnson for Knives Out. Oh, that's nice. That's a good movie.
I loved that movie.
It was well written.
That's something that gay people
Parasite
would like.
Parasite wins for Best Screenplay. I am absolutely terrified of
Noah Baumbach.
It's this kind of, I could just picture being like, oh, that dialogue. And remember when she was like, I don't know what to do. Wasn't that an incredible line?
All right. Also, the people from 1917 were nominated as a pair, Sam Mendes and Christy Wilson Cairns.
For best screenplay?
For 1917. There's not a lot of dialogue.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
film.
I want to see it.
It's tremendous achievement.
Is it like a Dunkirk sequel?
No, it's a little different. Dunkirk is like, go see, you know, IMAX, like, it's Christopher Nolan, so it has that crazy sound score where you're like being assaulted, but it's incredible. This is like very fine filmmaking. It's shot in one shot, if that makes any sense. But
it's
like you, using digital
hour
effects.
And a half shot.
Yeah, beautiful. It's like a play in a way.
Screenplay. Anyway. Oh, so scary. Who should win? I need to see Pain and Glory. So at this moment, I'm going to say what's going to win. I'm terrified. I'm semi-terrified it might be Marriage Story. But people who are listening to this are going to be so bored because this will all have happened and we're going to be... This is like
speculating. Best
adapted screenplay. We have the person from Jojo Rabbit. We have Little Women, Greta Gerwig. We have The Irishman. We have Joker. We have The Two Popes. And we have The Joker again. So I hope they give it to Greta since they didn't give her a Best Director nomination and because she's the only woman on Earth, basically. Nor did they give a nomination to the person who directed Hustlers.
No, she's not, because the screenplay that's missing from here is Lorraine Scafaria.
Hustlers.
From Hustlers, which I think was an incredible screenplay.
Me too.
The dialogue was incredible. Some of the shots that need to happen when they drop that guy off at the hospital and that woman just runs out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Okay, so for best director...
That should be best screenplay.
We have...
And Lorraine Scafaria should be best director.
Best director, we have Quentin Tarantino for Once Upon a Time.
Right.
We have Todd Phillips for Joker, Bong Joon-ho for Parasite, Martin Scorsese for The Irishman, and Sam Mendes for 1917.
I want Shawn Mendes to win.
Okay. It's possible. Do a write-in. So, Quentin Tarantino is probably a no. Bong Joon-ho might win for Parasite, and I think Sam Mendes might win for 1917, but I think the others are a no.
When is Shawn Mendes going to come out? Sorry.
Who is that? He's a young person. Is he an actor or what?
He's a singer, and he has a guitar.
Sing one of his songs.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
So
is that her?
I don't know any of her songs, but
anyway,
I do.
I think this is for best what?
Director.
Ooh. Was Scorsese on that list?
Yes.
That's terrifying, because she'll probably get it.
Did 1917 guy win?
1917 won Golden Globes.
I could see that.
Parasite is the best directed film.
Yes.
Parasite is the best directed film. That shot of J-Lo walking in that juicy jacket.
We are back at Hustlers.
Because I'm furious it's not nominated. It speaks to, like, the fucking crushing misogyny we live in. And, the terror of women as sexual and empowered.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me so angry. I'm furious.
But you know what? It did huge box office.
Mm.
Well, I wanted
so
to
no
crush
can I
everything.
Just say, last year Green Book won the Oscar for Best Picture, so it would be embarrassing to win Best Picture, quite frankly.
Do you know what I mean?
Shape of Water, the year before that.
I mean,
can you even imagine?
Yes.
It's at this point, like, Kiss of Death to win an Oscar.
Like, I always get back to it. Emma Stone beating Isabelle Huppert.
Amazing.
Just, that is...
For La La Land.
That is...
Remember when they tried to give the Academy Award to La La Land for Best Picture, but
absolutely.
Like, oops.
Oh, when two Republicans were like, well, I think it was this. Wait, whoops. Two boomer Republicans.
Okay, this is gonna... There's something in this last category.
Love Faye, Mommy Dearest.
We're gonna do Best Picture now, and there are nine movies. Okay, you ready?
What is this?
There are nine movies nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
And one of them, you're gonna be shocked.
I can't wait.
You're going to be shocked. So I can't believe it myself. As
okay, when you read these, I'm going to just say, even if I've seen them or not.
Okay, so
opinion.
All of them you're going to already recognize from previous lists. 1917.
Didn't see it.
Joker.
Want to see it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Don't care.
Parasite.
Loved it.
Marriage Story.
Hated it.
Jojo Rabbit.
Didn't see it.
Little Women.
Don't care.
The Irishman.
What is that?
It's a Netflix movie that Martin Scorsese made with all the same guys.
Oh,
Al Pacino, super. Robert De Niro, Joe
Pesci.
Do
not want to see it. I remember seeing a trailer for it, and I thought, gag me, choke me with a spoon, whatever it is, like, gag
and
me
the,
with a spoon,
are you ready?
Heather. Like,
the last
fuck me
one,
gently with a chainsaw.
Jack, the
like,
last one, are you ready
that.
For this? Ford yes. versus Ferrari is nominated for Best Picture.
Fuck that bullshit.
Can
okay,
you imagine that?
That's like...
It's Christian Bale and Matt Damon playing Cars.
Playing, yeah, it's... They
it's
turn cars, into
Cars,
like Transformers.
Pixar.
They turn into cars and then they like zoom around a track.
I want Shawn Mendes and Christian Bale to come over later. Do you think we can arrange that?
Mm. But are we talking Christian Bale in like 1998?
I need Batman.
When he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I do not live for her then. I don't live for her. Period.
Oh, and American Psycho, please. I want him to murder
me. Mm-mm. I'm not here for her study. Like, I don't live for her character actings. I don't live
character
for her.
Character actings is correct.
I just am not here for her.
I want Christian Bale as Dick Cheney to come over to me.
Oh, my God. That literally made me have to pee. I have to pee so badly. That's incredible. I want Christian Bale as Dick Cheney to come over.
So I think that...
I couldn't even remember that list. It was so whatever.
Okay,
I want Parasite.
So here
to
are the real options. It's either going to be 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite... Mm. I think those are the only options. I think Irishman and The Joker are a long shot.
I think people love a war movie, and I think they're always like, it's important, it's war, so I think that'll win.
This movie is actually loved because of how skillfully it was made. I don't even think it has to do with it being a war movie.
It's with that kid who jumped out of the window, which is sad.
What?
What?
No, he's really alive, but in Game of Thrones, he has the most iconic suicide.
Oh my God, James.
Jack and I did not watch that show.
You mean the prince
who like,
kills himself
yes.
because his mother blows up his
yes.
wife? I saw it. I
wow,
saw the
Jack.
Show.
Wow.
Oh my God. No, that episode was
where he just tips
insane.
Out of the window. He's like, bye, girl.
I mean, can we just talk about this for a second?
Okay.
So, the fucking church blows up.
Uh-huh.
Are we still on... Is it Game of Thrones?
This is
yes.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So, there's a shot of this beautiful arched window.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking out, standing, looking out the window mm-hmm. at his wife who just blew up
mm-hmm.
and like half the congregation.
Right.
And
like,
and he walks
fluids.
Away and it's like silent. You just hear smoldering fire in the background. And like 30 seconds goes by and it's just a shot of an empty window.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks back into the scene, quietly steps up to the window and just tips out of it.
Wow.
And
just tilts out, yeah.
He has a haunted face for sure.
Yes. I remember when I was up for that role, and they were like, you both have haunted faces, but we need
Jeremy, you should
blonde.
See 1917.
So you think 1917 will win, Reed?
Well, of the movies on that list, which don't include Hustlers and also Parasite, which is a long shot because they're...
I can't... Wait, Parasite's not on
no,
that
No, it
list?
Is, but
okay.
it's going to win Best Foreign Film because, mm-hmm. you know, the Hollywood Foreign Press hates people who aren't white. So
mm-hmm.
I think that... 1917 could very possibly win, which I think I'm not against because it is a beautiful
okay.
film.
I'm going to say Parasite wins Best Picture.
Wow.
Good for you.
That'd be amazing.
I want that for them a lot.
I think
it's possible.
I want that for them.
It should happen. So
I think it
will.
Should.
There have been so many.
It should, absolutely.
I think it could, but I also think it could be 1917.
And would I be mad if Little Women won? No, but it won't.
It won't.
I just want to, like, you know, like, cry into a pillow while I watch that. Is that something I can do?
I literally cried in my seat the entire time of Little Women. The whole time.
I want that.
I had tears streaming.
I original
saw
cast.
A dress, I cried. I saw a carriage, I cried. I saw a face, I cried.
I want the Winona Ryder cast to do it again now.
As old women. As, that's what they'll call it.
And I want to watch that
little
cast.
Old women.
I
old
want to watch
women.
That cast reprise all of their roles.
That would actually be amazing. Kirsten Dunst playing Amy now. Tremendous.
Here's the thing. Kirsten Dunst is incredible.
She should win Best Actress for no reason.
They should have been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So we missed her in Melancholia. And here's your honorary Oscar.
Because the director is a Nazi and she didn't get her nomination.
He really did like fuck her over in that with like when that interview was doing. Anyhow, so those are the things. Those are the T's.
I want E.T. to return to Earth. And
E.T. too.
E.T. too. I want him to return to Earth and I want Elliot to be played by Kirsten Dunst.
But Kirsten Dunst now,
like as like a middle-aged woman.
But then she'd happen and she'd be like, what's that in my closet? She opens it and she's like,
Mary Kate, what are you doing in there?
Oh my god. Ah! I have to pee.
Jack's gone to pee. I do think that the boy who played Elliot still looks exactly as he did. Did you see him in that Netflix series, like The House on Haunted Hill or whatever?
No, but I heard that was good.
It was good. Mm. And he was one of the stars of it. And he looks identical to... What does he say?
Elliot.
No. Phone home.
E.T. Phone home.
Why phone home? Oh, he's wanting to call his family to come get him.
And there were
no
cell phones.
When I was little, we had the VHS, and my mother would sob every time. And as a young person, I was always like more stunned that my mom was crying than by the film itself. But I'm trying to wrap my mind around I'd like to see it again and cry as an adult. But is it the part where E.T. turns white that makes adults cry?
Yes. Death is so sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. There's
But it's also like, you know, whatever.
Well, we're all gonna do it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. My God.
It's just a bummer. What a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. I mean, the death of our youth has been the biggest bummer for me so far.
I think my youth was, like, in retrospect, kind of like a mess, so I'm happy to be 35.
I know, but you're, like, having, like, youth the sequel now as an adult. Do you know what I mean? I feel you have a lot of youthful fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I have somehow, like, I can't handle it. Like, I can't go in a place that's loud. Oh man, it does feel like I had a tolerance for things like that as a young person that I don't have anymore.
I mean, drinking profusely helps.
Exactly, I'd never done that.
Yeah, I don't know, you could try.
That could be a new chapter in my life.
Okay,
so James is encouraging me to.
And I don't encourage anyone to drink profusely.
Enter into a new
chapter
of newfound youth through drinking.
Oh, well, it's just like our friend who I was going through a tough time. Who I was like, they should just start smoking and drinking, and like, you know,
yes.
I don't have a part. It's,
What happens after that, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, play the tape through. Mm. You know?
I think after
wait,
that
I
want to
talk
comes
about
E.T.
too, because I had a thought of cast list while I was going to the bathroom. So, Kirsten Dunst is Elliot. Mary-Kate and Ashley are E.T. too. Because there ends up being two of them, and one is evil.
Can Drew Barrymore still be Gertie?
Yes.
Drew Barrymore now plays the mom.
Ugh. The mom
as Little Edie.
I
don't remember the name of that actress who's the mom in E.T., but she gives a knockout performance.
The
in that
evil
movie.
Scientist, who's like going to be super evil, is played by Natalie Portman.
Oh.
And the bicycle is played by Timothée Chalamet.
Amazing.
Like, who they ride away on is Timothée Chalamet. And then all of the siblings are played by any actor you can think of the day you go to shoot. So if you're just going to set and you're just like, you know what? Remember how great Constance Wu was in Hustlers? Let's bring her and she'll play any sibling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, all,
Kristen
like,
Wiig,
just
you know,
Kristen
like,
Wiig comes in for a day shoot.
I cannot wait for Wonder Woman 2, you guys.
What?
Kristen Wiig in Wonder Woman 2.
What?
Kristen Wiig is the villain
in Wonder Woman 2.
1984.
Oh my gosh, she's getting so much money. I'm happy for her.
Wonder Woman.
She does deserve it.
Kristen Wiig is, if you haven't seen Welcome to Me, fuck you. Watch it today.
Where can I see it?
On Netflix still.
No,
it's off Netflix now?
On the internet.
It's truly...
You might have to pay $1.99.
It's literally like watching what most people are doing in downtown dance performance.
Hot
it's
tip.
Really kind of incredible.
If you're watching movies or television programs on Amazon and it's not streaming for Fry, you can watch all their things in SD as opposed to HD for a dollar less. So...
There you go. Aval, or you can type in watch such and such online free, and then like these free sites will come up, and then just keep hitting Command W when the pop up browser happens until you get back to your original thing. What's Command W? I don't know what it does, but I just hit it.
It like closes the.
It's like a forced close of a window gate. I don't know
how you'll get a virus, but at least it's free.
Things every day.
You were not going to get a virus if you hit Command W, honey. You just got to like Command W is the prep. Of the internet.
It's now, James, you're famously like a Jeremy in that you know how to do computer.
Yes, I'm good with technology.
Yeah, you know how to do a recording, a film, a computer.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to do Final Cut Pro?
Yeah, oh, I'm very good with Final Cut.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
Very intimidating. So Jack hot. And I were recently told about the dark web, and wow, blew our minds.
Mm. We're going to do a video episode with a friend of mine who used to...
Someone said the word Bitcoin. Can you even imagine?
Well, it was my friend who like was doing import-export stuff on dark web with like Bitcoin stuff. And I was like, what?
Bitcoin.
And because until he explained Bitcoin to me, I was like, but that's not a real thing, is it? And he was like, it is. And I was like, what? And then watching him explain it to me and read was like, it'd be like if you were, like, talking to puppies, and they're like, what? And they're also kind of like, I have to pee, or I'm hungry. Like, we were just completely, like, couldn't believe it.
They occasionally bark or urinate, but they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, literally, we had zero clue. We couldn't believe it was all real.
Do you have any plugs, James?
Yeah.
Mm.
People like, should go to California to watch you in a... Well, I know you have those.
No, you don't. I don't want to talk
about butt plugs. We're not talking about butt plugs.
We're not talking
about
butt plugs on that.
But plug it up. It's a Queer as Folk reference.
I never watched that.
You should.
Even though my friend Randy Harrison was on it, I never watched it. Again, because it was a male-driven plot, and I just couldn't relate. I only relate to a strong female lead.
There were strong lesbian characters.
I would have played those parts.
You're Melanie Marcus. Google Melanie Marcus.
Which one
you
was
are
that?
The lawyer. The, like...
I don't remember.
Anti-lawyer.
That'd be me.
She was my favorite.
Did you watch L Word?
No.
I think Stuart loved that show.
Mm.
Okay, plugs. Okay, I'm dancing a lot. Come see me dance. Do that. That's,
at
like,
ABT.
Number one. Sure. Yeah. Touring everywhere. Let's see. Outside.
Follow his Instagram.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is James B. Whiteside. Follow me. I don't know. God. Just like send me money and pizza.
Pizza? Oh, wouldn't that be nice if just someone buzzed your butt? Does anyone ever just buzz your buzzer and then you're like, but you're not expecting anyone, so you don't answer it?
Mm-hmm. I did that last night.
Oh, yeah, it's so
someone
scary.
Rang the bell,
it's one of
but
the
there was like, a,
things
I could
that can
hear,
happen.
Like this kind of party going on downstairs, and I was like, oh, but it's for them, and then I knew it all get worked out.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading a book.
It's what? Happening.
Yeah,
is it a memoir? Sure.
It's about you.
It's sort of like fantasy memoir. It's like I make things up and stuff. It's it's non-chronological, like, short stories, like, essays.
Good idea!
About ballet?
It's about my training, about boys, about coming out, about, like, literally whatever, about, like, you know...
But it's also sort of fantasy.
So, like, there's, like, specifically, there's one story where I talk about how people ask me how I started dancing, and how, like, I'm tired of saying it, but it's just part of my life, and I have to just shut up and deal.
Right.
So I made up different scenarios in which, like, I could have started dancing. So it's like,
that.
Like, I go on a Grindr date with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. It's erotic fan fiction.
I get wasted with Martha Stewart, and she teaches me about centrifugal force.
Wow.
I feel like
and then
these,
I tell the real story.
I feel like these could really easily be turned into, like, short
little
episodes
films.
For, like, a series.
I would like a cartoon. I require, like, a cartoon.
Oh, that's right.
But then Jack can't be in it.
I can be a voice.
You
can
definitely be
a
voice.
Oh, I could be many of the voices. I could absolutely be, like, Jesus. I was like, hey, girl.
Yeah, you're the new,
wow.
you're Hank Azaria
that's,
for a new generation.
That's my, yes. that's my Jesus voice.
Hey, girl. Ooh, you're so strong, honey. Hank Azaria just quit the part of Apu on Simpsons.
Just out of social awareness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's appropriate.
It is. I mean, it's tough.
Of all the things that could stick to my brain from news, that did. Can you imagine?
I can. I can because that's
That's childhood.
It's childhood, and it has embedded itself.
I literally
into your life.
Forgotten completely about The Simpsons. They're still on.
Still on. That's, and it's.
I remember
like
when
heaven.
Simpsons was like a little vignette show on the
Tracy Ullman show. I loved the Tracy Ullman show.
Never watched.
Can you imagine how many of our listeners just said what?
Yeah,
who?
I absolutely can.
Who is that? Who even is that?
Tracy Ullman's important. Really, one of our a real character comedian. Even sort of predating AbFab. Okay, so you're writing this book. That's exciting. When is the due date?
I mean, it's probably going to be like 2 years, honestly. Because
you're dancing, then you get home and you have to like eat a pizza and go to sleep.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm doing a thing. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. Mm-hmm. Fun story, right?
I love that. Get a ghostwriter.
No.
Okie doke. Or you can do like Mark Morris and just like basically get someone to whom you can dictate.
No, I'm going to do it myself. Oh. And if it sucks, it'll be my fault.
Yes, bitch. I love that. That's good. I relate to that narrative. Okay. Well, anything else?
I don't know. Whatever.
I love you so much.
I hate talking about myself like this. It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, we barely talked about you. We mostly talked about Hustlers, quite frankly.
I'm glad.
We talked about movies. You talked about some work that you're doing. We talked about your knees and your personal training.
What's your name? Lorraine Strafaccia? Is that her name?
Lorraine Scafaria.
Scafaria.
What did you call her, though? Like, Randy Barbuto? Who is that?
Oh, no, that was something else.
Who's
that was
Randy
when I was
Barbuto?
Talking about Mario Del Bosco.
Oh, Mario Badescu.
And I...
Mario Badescu.
And I...
Say it three times
fast.
Who is Randy Barbuto?
Are you asking Siri?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you think
of
this
God.
Queer country singer with a fringe around his hat?
Oh, hot.
I think it's important.
Orville Peck.
But how do you like his music? Because I haven't heard
it
yet. Which
one?
Orville Peck.
Because there are a bunch of gay cowboys right now.
Orville Peck.
Well, it's just the one who does the fringe. There's only one who does that.
Orville Peck.
That's Orville Peck, I believe.
Okay,
working
yes.
with Diplo. What do you think of his music?
I don't think I've listened to it.
Me either.
I don't care about his music, but he's hot.
Is he hot? I mean, I love hot.
You can find naked pictures
of
him on the internet.
I don't listen to any male singers either, I've realized.
I walked past the Lucille Lortel Theater the other night. Mm-hmm. Oh, last night when I was getting off the PATH train.
Amy Sedaris did the...
No, I love that, though. There's a YouTube video of her showing her neighborhood. But I looked at that sign and said, God, that's a hard name to say. And then I thought to myself, oh, it's like a good warm-up to say Lucille Lortel 10 times fast. And I said, oh, it's actually easy to say. I started to say it as I walked. I was like, Lucille Lortel, Lucille Lortel. I was like, oh, never mind.
That's really good. I also really love picturing you alone being like, Lucille Lortel, Lucille Lortel, Lucille. Oh, well, that's easy.
Truly, that is exactly what happened.
Someone walked by being like, wow, people in New York are crazy. The longer you live here, the more you're like, what's that sign? Is that a hand job or a turkey's neck? Oh, it's an upshot
are
of a...
Are you glad I got that picture?
I'm so glad you got that picture.
Now
that
I can
billboard.
Only see what it is, unfortunately.
I can still rearrange my eyes to see an old woman in a hat or a young lady with a beard. Do you remember those drawings where they'd be like, is it an old woman with a hat or a young lady with a beard? Is it an octopus or a pregnant boy? You know? We don't know.
Did you watch Watchmen?
Yes.
Best
Wasn't that
TV
amazing?
In years.
Gets all the Oscars.
Yeah,
oh
Watchmen for best picture.
I
like, absolutely.
Was shook. It was so beautiful, too.
Watchmen
beautiful.
Sobbed. Yeah. Sobbed in the last episode. Bent right on over and cried my eyes out. That guy was so hot.
He was. Jesus.
Also, you
Blue?
Know, it was just
Blue,
really...
Blue, sexy
Mr.
dick.
Blue.
Yeah.
Dr.
Am I allowed
Tom.
To say these things?
Yes.
What do you say, really?
What do you think you are?
I feel like such a perv on this show. You guys make me such a perv.
Well,
no.
You just have, like, big Leo Madonna energy. Like, why apologize for that? You,
Yeah.
think people are attractive. And
there's a fascinating episode of The Daily from this week where they interview the lawyer of the Harvey Weinstein case, who's a female defense lawyer for Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how can you defend him? And she really lays it out, and I was like, interesting.
And what were her... How did she defend herself?
She's like, well, I'm defending him on these, like, two people. I don't know about court stuff. But basically she was like, there is a case to be made in defending him. And she laid it out. And the person interviewing her was like, but it sounds to me like you're victim blaming. And she was like, mm-hmm. I'm not. She's like, but you have to take these things into consideration. And I was like, this is fascinating. So have a good listen to that. It's difficult, but it is interesting.
What podcast was it on?
The Daily.
The Daily.
I was on The Daily.
Hi, I'm Michael Barbaro, and you're listening to The Daily.
Oh my God, it's absurd when he said, what is the thing he says at the end? And this is what you need to know today.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I haven't listened to it in a while, because I listened to one, I got so depressed that...
Here's what else you need to know today.
I was like, I can't listen to this right now.
I love it.
It's, you know, amazing. The part that scene I think of frequently from Watchmen, I think of it every day, is when Regina King's cut up that wheelchair and she throws it into the moving truck on the bridge and she turns around and there's that silver person and she goes, what the fuck? Like, I think of that scene literally every day. Regina King, for all... When it's award season next year and it's time for, like, TV things...
Wait, is
Regina King should
she's
win.
The main.
She's no, the lead. You know who fucking
she's
murdered
the nun.
Me?
She's,
I know, she was amazing. Yeah. I gagged for her. Mm-hmm. But I really, like, died and went to heaven for the Agent Blake. The older woman.
Oh, designing women.
Oh, my
Jean
God.
Smart.
I was
Jean
like...
Jean Smart.
When
Jean
she
Smart
gets
is tremendous.
Started,
she...
Because she didn't come on till like the third or fourth episode, and I was like,
really,
oh my God, this is my favorite show ever.
She's really...
She's so good.
The
when
part,
she pulled out that blue dildo.
The
yeah.
part...
Oh God.
Also the part when she's... The part between her and then that the evil woman... who was married to, like, the KKK guy, and she's trying to hit the button. And Jean Smart goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then, like, the couch goes through the floor. That,
oh, yeah.
Like,
it's just like, who has a
trap door in their house? That really, that scene, the timing of that scene was incredible. Jeremy Irons?
Who is that? He is like, he looks like he has cat parts.
He's the guy who's on the other planet. He's the guy who's on the other planet who's like kind of made Dr. Manhattan, who keeps like spinning the babies into children and da da da.
That was Jeremy Irons?
Yes.
He's literally 1 million years old now.
But he looks the same.
Still looks like such a babe. But Regina King, for all the awards, she should win Best Actress, and Jean Smart should win Best Supporting when they all come out next season.
I like when the
Watchmen
hot
was literally
but evil
the best.
Senator is wearing that diaper.
Oh my God, the diaper. I was like, come over.
Is that when he's about to turn into Dr. Manhattan?
Well, yeah, it's when he turns into Goosh.
But then he just gets, like, splattered in that thing. That made me laugh.
He turns
so
into,
hard.
Like, shining elevator goo.
Yeah. That was really, that
truly
was
Goosh.
Wonderful.
Ugh, thank God.
He was so hot.
He was beautiful.
God.
He was so hot. I was bummed that, like, the narcissist scientist didn't, like, just killed all of them with just a laser really quickly. I wish she would have killed them in a slower way.
I liked when she got that hole in her hand. That was good.
She was like, oh,
she's like, what? And then she's like, fuck. I think that's, like, the last thing she says.
Yeah.
Her turning her daughter into her mom. I mean, you guys, Watchmen was truly the best TV show I have seen since Twin Peaks season 3.
Oh, my God. I binge-watched that entire season. I know. I'm sorry. We can just turn this off and just go in.
No, go ho. Go ho. Go ho.
Yeah. No, go ho. Go ho means go ahead.
Go ho.
I watched the entire season on a plane from, like, Korea or something. Uh-huh. And I would, like, I don't know about you, but when I'm on a plane, my experience is heightened for some strange reason.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I turn into, like, a very receptive thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And...
Well, it's an unnatural environment.
I was just, like, gasping watching that. Like, literally gasping. I was like, this makes no sense. I don't know what's happening, but it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Did you ever see the first two seasons?
Of course.
Okay, good. If I was to be, like, who are you in Twin Peaks season 3, you are Candy and Laura Palmer's mother. I think that might be who you are.
Candy's amazing.
Candy's so deep for me. I feel that I want to be Candy and Laura Palmer's mother, but I am Candy and Audrey. Like, I'm someone who's like, we got to do this, we're going to this place, we're going here. And then I'm like, there were so many cars. And then I'm like, what? And then I'm dancing. You know, I don't know what time it is. Jeremy's thinking about it because...
I don't think you're Candy.
At all?
I'm sorry.
I'm not convinced that I'm Candy either. I just love her.
I think you can have moments.
I'm the alien.
You're the thing that comes and eats people's faces.
Yes.
You're the thing that's like, that. It's the thing that shoots Bob out of its mouth as it's like made on the test site.
I'm the like balloon on the tree. The like pulsating balloon on a tree.
The arm, what the arm turns into, the evolution of the arm. It's really good. Well, Jeremy, who do you think I am? I'm definitely Audrey. Am I just Audrey?
You're absolutely Audrey.
Uh-huh. Wait. People have written into me before to say that I just am Audrey.
It's true.
And especially
she's also like the most beautiful woman alive.
Do you know that we have the same birthday? Me and that actor. She's born a decade before me, but the same birthday.
Sherilyn Fenn.
Isn't that bananas?
That is bananas.
That's called big top Aquarian energy. Okay. Or, you know. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we loves you. This is it.
What's the end? Do you say something at the end?
Say we loves you.
We already said that.
Wait, can we say something else?
Sure.
We like you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. It's horrible.
No, I think that's good. Some of you we hate.
That's true.
If you're still listening.
Come see the ballet.
Or don't.
No, you have to.
Everyone.
Oh, if you're around New York, go see this program at New York City Ballet. I don't remember what it's called, but it has Cuckoo-Lulu dances I haven't been around in a while called Concertino. There's a new section of episodes they've just brought back, and they also brought back a dance called Hype Divertimento, which is also peculiar. Go to it.
I remember when I first did that. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. See you later.
Bye.
Heard you were. Bye.